Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. When it comes to video, it's really come into its own as a media form in the last few years. With the advent of TikTok, Instagram Reels, Facebook Stories, social media has turned video into the go-to media form. But of course, before all these came, it was YouTube, and YouTube was king. But it still is. Short form video has gone elsewhere, but when it comes to longer videos, YouTube is still top of the pile. And it by far has the biggest share of the market for videos longer than a couple of minutes. Short form videos have their place, and YouTube now has shorts to try and pull some of that market share back. But when it comes to longer videos, there is no competition for anywhere but YouTube. So how can you use the power of YouTube to profit from your crochet? Well, there's actually now loads of options. The thing about YouTube is that although it is video, it's basically a blog post in video form. So you can use ads, you can use affiliate links, you can promote your own products, you can also host memberships, you can build your own community. There's YouTube shopping where you can link your shop to your videos. There are tons of options in making money from your crochet using YouTube. And so it's become a profit stream in its own right. You can have your crochet business based on YouTube and make a very good living. Now, when you're looking at videos just on their own and the ads and affiliate links that come from that, it's difficult. Not impossible. A few crochet content creators do it, but you certainly have to put a lot of effort into it. You have to use the platform with all its features combined to really profit from it. But even if you just use YouTube as a part of your revenue, it can still make up a significant part of your income. So you do have to qualify for a lot of these features. If you are building an audience, then the only income is going to come from your content. That is selling your products and recommending others through affiliate links. Those are the only two ways you're going to make a profit until you qualify. So there are two ways to qualify for YouTube's other features. If you are using long form video, so videos over a couple of minutes long, you need 1,000 subscribers. That's the easy part. And then on top of that, you need people to have watched your videos for 4,000 hours. That means if you have a 1 hour video on your YouTube channel, you need that 1 hour video to have been watched in its entirety by 4,000 people. It's a lot of viewing hours. Won't lie, it's not easy. But if you meet these requirements, it opens up all of YouTube's other features, like the memberships, the shopping, the communities, the supers, all of that becomes available. The other way that you qualify is through YouTube Shorts. And that is the short form video that you're familiar with on TikTok, Instagram Reels, Facebook Stories. If you're using those, you need 3,000 subscribers and 3 million views, which is insane. But if you are creating this short content regularly, I suppose you can get there pretty fast. I don't tend to use shorts. I tend to use the long form video. And 5 years ago, I started on YouTube and I started by posting my first crochet along on there. And I managed to qualify for YouTube ads in about 4 months, which is insane. Even now, I still can't believe I've got 4,000 viewing hours in 4 months. That was nuts. Unfortunately, since then, I have lost my ad accreditation because I went through a whole thing a year or so ago and I didn't post any videos for about a year. And that non-posting just absolutely cut my viewing hours down so much that they kicked me off the program. So I've now got to build it up again, which I've been doing fairly steadily, but not nearly as fast as I did the first time around. So it can be done quickly. If you drive enough traffic, if you create a piece of content, if you create a video that is really popular, you can qualify for this very quickly. But for most people, qualifying for these features is going to be a long slog. You've got a year to do it. Your viewing hours must be within a 1 year period. So you have a year to come up with a strategy, which means you've got to be creating videos on YouTube consistently. Just like any platform, YouTube values new content over old. But if you're promoting your older videos anyway, if you have some from over a year ago, they will still contribute to your viewing hours. Now you can do this. It is very possible. If you create a video a week, you can get to the 4,000 viewing hours. And of course, the longer the video and the more time that video is watched, the quicker you will get there. So you need to create videos that people want to view, that are engaging enough to keep them viewing, and are long enough that you can rack up those viewing hours. Getting your videos found, you need to learn SEO, which is search engine optimization, is how you get found on Google. So when somebody types a question into Google or YouTube search, the words that they use match your video. So that's the title of your video and the words you use in the description. Those get you found. Now, one of the great things about YouTube is that it's owned by Google. And if you make any search on Google now, YouTube videos come up at the top because it wants to promote its own platform. So you cannot get two bites of the cherry. If you search in Google, your video can come up at the top of search results. And if people search it within YouTube, your video can come up at the top of the search results. You get a double chance of your video being found and viewed. Your videos can be embedded into blog posts. You can promote your videos on Pinterest. You can promote your videos on your social media. You don't have to just rely on getting found in search results. You can actively promote your videos elsewhere as well. And the more you promote, the more chance you have of quickly meeting these targets to be able to open up the other features. So ad revenue is a big one. Now, ads are shown on all videos anyway. So even if you are below the subscription level, people will still be seeing ads on your videos. It's just that you're not profiting from them. Once you meet the requirements, you will make money from those videos. And it can be fairly profitable. The more subscribers, the more views you get, the more you make. I have around 4,000 subscribers to my crochet channel. And back when I still had my ads, I still met these requirements, I was making £60 to £100 a month. Now, that doesn't sound a lot. That's because I had a very limited amount of videos. It was all centered around crochet alongs. So unless somebody was following my crochet alongs, I wasn't getting that many views. So for what I was using it for, that was pretty good. I'm now expanding the channel, so it's not centered around my crochet alongs. And appeals to a wider range of crocheters. And I expect when I get back that I am actually going to grow that. Part of my strategy for my own crochet business is that the ads from YouTube are going to make up a significant part of my revenue. That's my strategy. So next year, that's the plan. So I am putting a lot of effort into creating videos for YouTube. But it also opens up the option of when I do meet the qualification that I can use YouTube memberships. And this is where you can create a community. You can offer exclusive videos to your subscribers. You can set different pricing tiers for your subscribers. And it just opens up more options. It's basically like almost like a mini website within YouTube with far more options to profit. YouTube shopping allows you to link your shop listings to your YouTube video. And it can bring up products on the screen that are clickable. So when people are watching, and if you are mentioning a particular product, it will flash up on the screen. They click it, it goes to the shop, and they can buy. It's a more visual way, because if you tell people to go check the description isn't as easy to access anymore. It's not very visible, especially if you're on a phone. And most people these days watch this content on their phone. So having links in the description is not as accessible as it used to be. It has been made not as obvious. So to really take advantage of links that you want people to click in your description, you kind of need to qualify for these shopping tabs so that it flashes up on the video itself. And that's really the easiest way to get people to click links. You are limited as to what buttons you can put on your video without qualifying for these other features. So YouTube can give you a really good income, but to do that, you have to qualify for the features, which means that you really have to put a real effort into YouTube to do that. If YouTube is going to be a strategy for your crochet business, for it to become a part of your income, you are going to have to dedicate a lot of time into creation of videos, into promoting them and meeting these targets. Because without meeting those targets, your videos are a nice little extra, but they're not going to make you much money. You have to decide whether that's a road you want to go down and if it's something you want to put that time and effort into. Now, just because you're creating videos doesn't mean you have to show your face. I'm pretty sure I can count on one hand the number of my videos on my YouTube channel that show my face. I just show my hands. I show them making stitches. I show them making patterns. I don't show my face. I prefer to stay well behind the camera. But that's me and my brand. That's part of what people now expect. They don't expect to see me. And so you don't have to appear on camera yourself, ever, if you don't want to. You will need to learn how to edit videos. You will need how to make the videos, but you don't need any fancy equipment anymore. Smartphones now have cameras that are more than good enough to smoothly capture crochet. They used to be quite jerky, and you could always tell when a video had been filmed on a phone. But in the last few years, phones have gotten so good that you can now film videos on phones fairly easily. So you don't need fancy equipment. The apps you need to edit, yes, you pretty much do need to pay. For short-form videos, you can find free apps to edit them. Longer videos, you really need a paid tool, but they're not too expensive. The one I use is Clidio, and that comes out about £10 a month, and I use it every single month without fail. Now, I don't have an affiliate link to Clidio. It doesn't work that way. They don't have an affiliate program. They get around by word of mouth because they know their product is that good. And I find Klidio really easy to use. It's drag and drop, really simple. So I would definitely recommend that as a tool. But it, like anything, it takes dedication. It takes consistent new content. And because of these limits that are placed on your channel, if you don't meet these requirements, you really do have to decide whether YouTube is worth it for you. If you're going to go for YouTube and a profit stream, you have really got to make that time and effort to meet those requirements, to get to the ads, to get the membership, to get the shopping features. That's the only way YouTube will become a significant profit stream for you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.